Last time we were talking about the Braisa on Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph, Tani Kavosei de Rava. Rava holds that Matzah Bizman Hazeh is still Daraisa because the Pasuk Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos is talking Bizman Hazeh. But the Lashon of the Braisa is very interesting. It says, Sheshes Yamim Tochlu Matzos Uveyam Ashvi Atzeres Lashem Elokecha Mashvi Rishus Haf Sheshes Yamim Rishus. Shvi, it doesn't say Tochel Matzos about Shvi, so it gives you the impression that Shvi is a Rishus to eat Matzah. It says the Gemara, that's Melamed al Aklal Kulo Yotza, it's Melamed on the Shisha Yomim too, that Shisha Yomim should also be Rishus. Aye, so then even on the first night, on the night of the Seder, it also should be Rishus. So Kamashvilon Be'erv Tochel Matzos to tell me that it's a Chiyav, at least on the Seder night. So the question that we asked was, what does this Braisa mean? That Shisha Yomim Rishus, what does Rishus mean? So we mentioned from Rashi and the Rashbam, you get the impression that it's a real rishus. There's no mitzvah component whatsoever. If you don't want to have lechem, then you can have basik, have other things. You can fast even, the Rashbam even wanted to suggest. There's no mitzvah at all. It's just a rishus. You can't eat chametz. You can't eat chametz, but there's no chiyuv to eat matzah. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah even. There's no kiyum mitzvah in eating matzah, according to Rashi and the Rashbam. The Gaon disagrees. We quoted from the Maaser Rav that they said that the Vilna Gaon understood that the Lashon of the Braisa, that Shisha Yamim Rishus, doesn't mean Rishus in the classical sense that there's no mitzvah component. No, there is a mitzvah component. It's Rishus Legabe Chova Kari Le. That it's not a Chiyuv to eat Matzah the rest of Yom Tov, but it still is a mitzvah. It's not a Rishus Legamri, but it's actually a mitzvah throughout the Yom Tov. A mitzvah kiyumis, that the more matzah that you eat, the more you're going to be mekayim. We said that at first glance, this could be an extension of the Bach's Maral. Maral Miprag says that there's a mitzvah in all of the matzah that you eat at the Seder. Every extra kazayas that you eat is a further mitzvah. He brought several rayas to that. We weren't so convinced of his rayas, but the yesod is the yesod. He holds of that yesod. So he said the Gaon is really basically saying that. He's extending it further. He's saying that not only is there a mitzvah to eat more matzah on the Seder night beyond the first kezayis, but all the matzah that you eat throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach is also a kiyum mitzvah. We said that the raya of the Vilna Gaon, what's his raya? I mean, that's his understanding of the braisa, but where does he get this from? So he has a raya that some of the Rishonim learned. The reason why we don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed is because Chol HaMoed is an os. What's the os? Bishlama Shabbos and Yom Tov itself is an os. It's also Basiyas Malacha, but Chol HaMoed, it's Mutter, Minat Torah, Basiyas Malacha. Many Rishonim hold Malacha and Chol HaMoed, even where it's Osir, is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. So, like, how could that be an os? So some of the Rishonim say that the os of Pesach is Achilas Matzah. So the Vilna Gaon say, oh, you see, that's the Raya, that there's a mitzvah Matzah throughout the Yom Tov, because if not, then how could that be an os? So we pointed out it's not mukhtar, because there are other Rishonim who say, no, maybe the os is taka the Issa Malacha. Maybe Issa Malacha is taka deraisa on Chol HaMoed, against what most Rishonim assume. What's more, you could say that the os is not the mitzvah of matzah, the os is achilas chametz. The Issa achilas chametz is the os. The Issa achilas chametz is the os. So it's not so clear. Wow, this is such a pleasure. I don't have to scream anymore. It's not so clear that matzah is the os by Pesach. There's a mitzvah of matzah throughout the Yom Tov. Who says? Maybe the os. The reason why we're potter from putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed is because there's an os in the Issur Achilas Chametz. If you're willing to say that Issur Malacha could be an os, so why can't the Issur Achilas Chametz be an os also? Do you need something positive? Bechlau, maybe the Issur Malacha on Chol HaMoed is also deraisa. By Dover Havid, it's Mutter, but where it's Osir, it might be deraisa. If it's deraisa, so then we don't even need the Issur Achilas Chametz. Just the fact that there's an Issur Malacha deraisa on Chol HaMoed, that itself could create the Os. So that Raya of the Vilna Gaon is not so compelling, but he does quote the Raya. There are some Rishonim, the Taka do say that the Os is the mitzvah of Matzah throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach. Some point out that even if that's not a good raya to the Vilna Gaon, there are several other smucha makach in the Rishonim, several other hints in the Rishonim to this idea of the Vilna Gaon, that there really is a mitzvah kiyumis throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach. They say, for example, that the Chizkuni, in his Perish on Parshas Bo, seems to allude to this idea. Let's take a look in Packet 32 on page 9. The Chizkuni is saying pshat in a pasuk in Chumash. We're not going to deal with the details of the Chizkuni. It's a little complicated. Trying to figure out whether a certain drasha includes leilos or only yomim. So without dealing with the details, let's just read quite a telling statement in the Chizkuni. Chizkuni writes, and there in page 9, and on the fifth line, Yesh lecha dvarim shemekablen schar ba'asiyosan, ve'onish kishein osin osan. There are some things that if you do them, you get schar, mitzvahs asay, and there's an onish if you're mevatel from them, if you don't do them. Kegon matzah b'layla harisha, matzah on the first night is a chiyuv. You have a mitzvah. If you do it, you get schar, but if you don't do it, you mevatel the mitzvah, then you get punished. But there are some things, says the Chizkuni, where you don't get punished if you don't do them, but if you do them, then you get a mitzvah, then you get schar. What kind of a strange mitzvah is that? It's a freebie? It's voluntary? How can that be? What, if you don't do them, you're not going to get punished. So that's called a mitzvah? Mitzvah means that you have to do it, right? What kind of a strange notion is that? That you can get schar if you do it, but if you don't do it, you're not going to get punished. So he says, kegon matzah milel rishon ve'elech. Mamish the Vilna Gaon. He says, matzah after the first night, throughout the Yom Tov, mikol makom b'mitzvahs matzahs tochlu shivas yamim ksiv. Klomar, imochol matzah kol shivas yamim kiyim hu apotzik hazeh shal shivas yamim matzahs tochelu. The Chizkuni learns that if you eat matzah throughout the Yom Tov, you're mekayim the posuk of shivas yamim matzahs tochelu. Now this is a little different. It's a nuance of difference between this and the way that we explain the Vilna Gaon. We wanted to say in the Vilna Gaon that he's an extension of the Bach's Maram. That Ba'erev Toch L'Matzos tells me that there's an absolute chiyuv, there's an obligation to eat matzah on the Seder night. And the more matzah you eat is an extension. The more matzah you eat is a mitzvah kiyumis, you fulfill a mitzvah. So he said the Gaon is really an extension of Ba'erev Toch L'Matzos, that you're continuing to fulfill that mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of matzah. When's that mitzvah matzah? The Seder night. But we were constantly extending that mitzvah. From the Lashon of the Chizkuni, you get a different impression. He's saying, if you eat matzah throughout the Yom Tov, you're mekayim this pasuk, this new pasuk. It's a new mitzvah. It's not Ba'erev Toch L'Matzah. It's not an extension of Ba'erev Toch L'Matzah. It's a new mitzvah of Shivas Yom and Matzah Stochelu. Akoponim, though, he seems to be learning that matzah kol shiva is a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, he says. Shiva siyam matzah tochel doesn't mean you're obligated to eat matzah the whole Yom Tov, because if that would be the case, then he would say that if you don't eat matzah, you don't eat a kezias, let's say, at each meal, then you're going to get an onesh, because that's the way it always is. Person is chayav to put on tefillin every day. So if he doesn't put on tefillin one day, that's his mevatel, the mitzvah saseh, he'll get an onesh for that. It's not as big an onesh as eating chazer, as eating nevela, as violating a mitzvah slo saseh, but there's an onesh for a bitul saseh too. But here, from the Lashon of the Chizkuni, it's clear that you're not going to get an onesh for this. This is just a mitzvah kiyumis. It's something positive. You can do a mitzvah and get schar for it, but if you don't do it, then you're not going to get punished for it. It's mamish the way the Vilna Gaon is understanding the mitzvah matzah kol shiva. So this is one source. The Chizkuni is one source that seems to bear out the Lashon, the sheet of the Vilna Gaon. Some point out that the Balamor at the end of Pesachim also seems to be a hint to the Vilna Gaon Shita. The Balamor has many very important yisodos at the end of Pesachim. They made it big, a lot of the Balamors at the end. So let's take a look at one of these world-famous Balamors. This is a Balamor in the Rif on Daf Chavav Amebeis in my version. I don't know where it is in your Rif, but that's the old version. At the end of that Balamor, we saw the beginning of that Balamor. That was about Kos Chamishi, Rabbi Tarfon, and the town of the Mishnah and Tzadi Tes. So at the end of the Balamor, the Balamor is a kasha. He throws out a kasha. V'yeshe sho'alin ba'achilas matzah, matah meinanu mevarchin aleh kol zayin, k'mosh mevarchin ala sukkah kol zayin. Da'gamina mehadodi, sh'layla rishon chova mikan ve'elech meshuz, ben b'matzah ben b'sukkah, k'di isa perak hayoshen. The Balamor says, I have a very basic question. There are those that ask the following shayla. Why is it that matzah and sukkah are different? We know when it comes to sukkah, we make a bracha, of Leisha Basuka a whole Yom Tov, not just the first night. And yet, on Pesach, we don't make a bracha l'achilas matzah the whole Yom Tov when we eat matzah. Ma'ishna zemizah, ma'nishtana, if you will. What's the difference between Pesach and Sukkah? They're really very similar mitzvahs. Sukkah is a chi of the first night. Mikan ve'elech, it sort of looks like a rishus. You don't have to eat in the sukkah. If you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. Matzah, the first night is a chiyuv, but after that, you don't have to eat matzah. So they're very similar mitzvahs. So why do we make a brichas mitzvah by sukkah, and by matzah, we don't make a brichas mitzvah? It's a lurdic akasha, the Baal HaMoreh. The yesh lo hashiv lefi she'eno yochol b'shar yomim lama b'lo achilas matzah. I'm sorry. Lefi she'odam, it's hard to see. Lefi she'odam yochol b'shar yomim lama b'lo achilas matzah. V'yenizon ba'oriz v'dochem v'chol minei peris. Person doesn't have to eat matzah. He can survive without matzah the rest of the Yom Tov. He can eat rice if he's a Sephardi. Right? We don't eat kidneys, but we can eat other things. You can eat potatoes and more potatoes and more potatoes. Right? You can still eat v'chol minei peris. You will not lose weight over Pesach. I guarantee you. Even if you don't go to a hotel, you will not lose weight over Pesach. Trust me. Right? There's plenty to eat. You can't go more than 3 days without sleep. And sleep is a part of the mitzvah of sukkah. Yeshiva sukkah doesn't mean sitting in the sukkah, it means living in the sukkah. Can't go 3 days without sleep. And you have to sleep in the sukkah, ula talba, and to spend time in the sukkah. So he says, Zeu atam, shemavarkan ala sukkah kol zayim, and mavarkan ala matzah kol shiva atam nochon. What's the Baal HaMoreh saying? His kasha is, why shouldn't matzah be the same as sukkah? If you make a bracha called shiva on sukkah, you should make a bracha called shiva on matzah. So his answer is that we can't survive without the sukkah. You can't survive without sleeping more than 3 days. So if there's a 7 day period, you gotta sleep. And if there's a chid sleep in the sukkah, then it's impossible to live without the sukkah. You need the sukkah. So because you need the sukkah, you're gonna have to make a bracha on mitzvah on sukkah called shiva. But matzah, you don't need the matzah. You can eat other things too. You don't need the matzah, so therefore there's no brichas mitzvah. What's he saying? What's the Baal HaMoreh really saying? What's his answer? L'chorah, what his answer is, Yosef Engel in his Gilyoni Ashas and Sukkah suggests this approach. L'chorah, what the Baal HaMoreh's answer is that since you can't live without the sukkah, because you can't go more than 3 days without sleeping, that's a simen ladav, that's a giloy milsa, that sukkah is a chiyuv kol shiva. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's a chiyuv. Now, but what does that chiyuv mean? On the first night, you're absolutely obligated to force yourself to sit in the sukkah. It's like a mitzvah of tefillin. It's an absolute obligation to sit in the sukkah. Sukkah kol shiva is not an absolute obligation. If you don't want to sleep the first night, you don't want to eat the first night, you don't have to sit in the sukkah. You can't survive for 3 days, so at some point in time you'll have to sleep in the sukkah, but you don't necessarily have to do that the first day. The answer is, it's a context. If you want to sleep, then you have to do it in the sukkah. It's a chiyuv in context, but it is a chiyuv. The fact that you can't live without it, Zokta Baal HaMoreh, that means that you have to make a brichas mitzvah, because it is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. The Baal HaMoreh seems to be saying that even if matzah is a mitzvah chiyuvis called shiva, but it's not a chiyuv, and Chazal were only masakin a brichas mitzvah on a mitzvah chiyuvis. So the fact that you can't go for 3 days without sleeping, that's the similar davar that sukkah is a mitzvah chiyuvis. In the context that you want to eat or you want to sleep, you have to go into the sukkah. You're really supposed to go into the sukkah to spend time there anyway, but in certain circumstances, you're absolutely mechuyuv to go into the sukkah. Case of matzah, you don't really have to eat matzah b'chlal. Can eat other things. So therefore, even if you'll say that it's a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, and that's why it doesn't get a bracha. Comes the Avnei Nezer, and he says, what do you see from the kasha of the Baal HaMoreh? Just from the kasha. The fact that the Baal HaMoreh wants to suggest that we should make a brichas mitzvah matzah kol shiva. And he's not chosebo, he doesn't retract that in his answer. He just says, even if it is a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah that gets a bracha. He doesn't say, the reason why we don't make a brichas mitzvah on matzah kol shiva is because it's just not a mitzvah kol shiva. It's a mitzvah by erev ochel matzah on the Seder night. He doesn't say that. That would have been the simpler answer. And Hutaka gives that answer. That's on the books. Who gives that answer? Anyone? The Magen Avraham gives that answer. Right? The Magen Avraham quotes from the Maril. that it's pasha why we don't make a bircha a bracha l'achilas matzah. This is at the end of Hilchos Sukkot and Simit Tov Reish Lamed Tes, page 11 in the packet. Mashein levarchen al matzah kol zayin, hayna mashim shein mitzvah b'achiloso, ela shein ochel chometz. You're not eating chometz. Okay, you're eating matzah. You don't want to eat chometz. So. But it's not a mitzvah. Mashein kem besukkah, maharil. Maharil says, you know why you don't make a bracha? Asher gresham esosu v'tzivanu al achilas matzah when you eat matzah kol shiva. It's not v'tzivanu. It's not a mitzvah b'chlal. It's a rishos. Like the Pashuk Pshat in the Brais on Daf Kuf Chav. It's just a Rishus. If you want to eat bread products, so then that's what you have to do. You have to have matzah. But there's no chiyuv at all. There's no kiyum even to that mitzvah. There's no kiyum. You can't eat chametz. So if you want to eat chametz mi adog, and it has to be in the form of matzah. It can't be chametz. Call it matzah. Call it whatever you want to call it. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah kol shiva. So it's not a mitzvah kol shiva. Of course, I'm not going to make a bracha. Maharil says the whole kasha doesn't even begin. Right? There's a kasha, but the kasha assumes that maybe there's a mitzvah to eat matzah kol shiva. That's the mistake. That's the assumption. That's the premise that you made. That's mistaken. So there really is no kasha. The Baal Amar doesn't give that answer because the Baal Amar says this really is a kasha. Zok di Avnei Nezer. What do you see from the kasha of the Baal Amar? He's assuming like the Vilna Gaon. He's assuming that there really is a mitzvah of matzah kol shiva. And that's why he's troubled, so why not make a bracha? There's a mitzvah. I'm not telling you there's no mitzvah. I didn't answer that there's no mitzvah kol shiva. Of course there's a mitzvah kol shiva. Nikamokom lamadnu shem ocho matzah b'shay yamin hu osa mitzvah kamosha osa mitzvah ha'ocho b'sukha b'chol chag. So up the Avnei Nezer, the Baal Amor is clearly assuming that there is a mitzvah. Aye, so what's the difference? The answer is, there are different types of mitzvah. There are different types of mitzvahs, and Chazal are not mesakin a bracha on all types of mitzvahs. Maybe only on a mitzvah chiyuv is, do you have a bracha. And that's the difference between sukkah and matzah, because since you can't live without the sukkah, because you can't sleep, you can't go more than 3 days without sleeping, so then you need the sukkah, because you're forced to sit in the sukkah, even though this really is only a sort of like a mitzvah in context, that if you want to sleep, you need this, but you have to sleep at some point in time throughout the 7 days, and you'll need the sukkah for that. So therefore, we treat that as a mitzvah chiyuvah. It's more of a chiyuv than matzah. But matzah, you never have to eat matzah. You never have to eat matzah. You can eat other things besides matzah. So because you can go all 7 days without matzah, then that mitzvah, even if there is a mitzvah, but it's only a mitzvah chiyuvah, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvah. And on a mitzvah chiyuvah, chazal anat masakin abur. This could be the shakavatai and the Baal Amar. So this is another rishon, not just the Chizkuni, but the Baal Amar as well, seems to echo the svar of the Vilna Gaon, that there might be a mitzvah kiyumis called shiva to eat matzah. Questions? Okay. Someone noheg, based on this yesod of the Vilna Gaon, to be makbid to eat dafka matzah shmura called shiva. Until now, we've only talked about a mitzvah of matzah. We haven't said, how do you fulfill that mitzvah? But it really makes a lot of sense. If we're assuming there's a mitzvah asay of matzah, maybe not a mitzvah chiyuvis, but a mitzvah kiyumis, but at least it's a mitzvah kiyumis, so then it makes sense that if you're medaktik to have matzah shmura for the Seder night, and we know that there are different levels of matzah shmura, whether it has to be shomer mishas lisha to make sure that it doesn't become chametz, or shomer mishas Tchina or Shmura Mishas Ktsira, the Rif is Machmer for. We are Machmer. Our Matzah Shmura is Shama Mishas Ktsira. So it makes a lot of sense that if you go like the Vilna Gaon, if you assume that there's a mitzvah of Matzah called Shiva, and you want to get as much of a mitzvah of Matzah as you can to fulfill as much of a mitzvah of Matzah, so then you have to eat Matzah Shmura. Because without Matzah Shmura, presumably you're not going to fulfill a mitzvah. What does that mean that without Matzah Shmura you're not going to fulfill a mitzvah? So that's a Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches seems to say like that. I gave you the Rambam. The Rambam codifies the Gemara there. The Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Tes, the Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, in Perek 12, page 12, he quotes from the Mishnah, Chalas Toda, Rekike Nozer, She'oso Son La'atzmo, In Yotzin Bohem. You have Chalas Toda. We know that the Chalas Toda, most of them were Matzah. There were 10 of the 40 Chalas that were chametz, but 30 of the 40 chalas were matzah, even though we call them chalas todah. They were matzah. Most of the menachas are matzah. Most of what we bring from flour in the Beis HaMikdash is matzah, except for the Shtei Alechem and the 10 of the Chalos Todah. So if you have Chalos Todah or Rikiki Nazi, you have the wafers of the Nazi, you also bring some kind of Rikikin. So if you made them for yourself, the person is a Nazi himself, or he's chayv in a Korban Todah, and he makes these Chalos, he makes the Rikikin, so then you can't be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with those Chalos Todah, Rikikin Nazi. Shenema, ושמרתם את המצה, אז מצה המשתמרת לעניין מצה בלבד, היא שיוצאים בו, אבל זו משתמרת לעניין הזבח. If you made the chalos todah rikikin nozer for your chiyuv, so presumably you have one kavana. One kavana that you're making it for the chiyuv korban, you're making it l'shem hazevach, you're not making it l'shem matzah. So if it's made l'shem hazevach, it can't be yotze. Why not? But it's matzah, what's the difference? You see clearly that you need shmura l'shem matzah. That the matzah has to be mishtameres l'shem matzah, not l'shem zevach. The Rambam adds that if you made it limka bashok, so then you have in mind that tonight, that if someone buys them, then great, and if not, then you'll use them for the matzah of the Seder. So there, you didn't have kavana l'shem zevach. It wasn't exclusively kavana l'shem zevach. It was kavana l'tnai. You were thinking zevach, but if not, then you're thinking matzah. So that is called shmur l'shem matzah. But if you make it for your own purposes, the Rambam paskins, like the Mishnah, it's just the Mishnah and the Gemara. Right? The Mishnah Lamed Hey, the Gemara Lamed Chesem Beis. That if a son la atzma, then you can't be yotze with those chalos todah rikikin nozer because it's not mishtameres l'shem atzma. So it's clear from the Rambam, Rashi says like this on Lamed Chesem Beis as well, that you need shmura l'shem atzma. You need some kind of kavana l'shma in order to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. So that's why there are many who are makbid that they eat shmura matzah, dafka shmura matzah throughout the Yantif of Pesach. Because they want to be machmer for the sheet of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that there's a mitzvah kiyumis to eat matzah the whole Yom Tov. So to fulfill that mitzvah, you need matzah shmur. If you're not going to have matzah shmur, then you won't fulfill the mitzvah because it's not matzah l'shma. Right? You're missing in the kavana l'shma. And some even point to a Targum Yonasan. The Targum Yonasan seems to highlight this sentiment. Targum Yonasan is in Parashas Re'eh. I think we have it over here. Yes. Page 5 of the pattern. The Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh says, Lo socha lolav chamei shivas yom tocha lolav matzos lechem oni. So the Targum Yonasan says what? Lo seichlon al pischa chamia. Don't eat on the Pesach chametz. Right? There's an issue when you bring the Korban Pesach to eat chametz. Shuvu yomin teichlon lishmei patir lachma anya. Says the Targum Yonasan, Shuvu yomin, shivas yomin, teichlon tochal lishmei, lishma. Where's that in the pasuk? Patir is matzah. Right? Patir is matzah as opposed to chamia. Lachma anya we know. Ha lachma anya, lechem oni. What's this lishmei? Lishmei is a word in the Targum Yonasan, it's not in the pasuk. Lishmei means lishma. The Targum Yonasan is saying, Shivas Yomim Techlun Lishmei Patir Lachma Anya. The Targum Yonasan is another raya to the Gra, even before the Chizkuni, before the Balamar. He's saying there's a mitzvah to eat. Shivas Yom Tochal Olav Matzos means that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah lishmei Shivas Yomim for 7 days. Matzah lishma. Shmura matzah, why? Why? Even if it's not shmur lishma, it's not chametz, what could be the problem over here? So some suggest that the Targum Yonasan is clearly alluding to the Vilna Gaon that there's a mitzvah of matzah called shiva, and the way that you fulfill that mitzvah of matzah is through matzah lishma. Because if it's not shmur lishma, then it's possible for the mitzvah of matzah. But there are some who go one step further. They take another very interesting step. Some suggest that maybe, some are machmir, not only to have shmur matzah for the matzah that they eat throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach, but they use even shmur matzah meal. And matzah meal means they make matzah and they crumble it up. So what's the purpose of crumbling it up? Shmur is not worth as much as shlemus. So like, what are they crumbling it up? The answer is you have to make different products with the matzah. You make knedlach with matzah meal, and you make matzah brai with matzah meal, all different products. It's basically like the flour of Pesach. So you can't have regular flour, you put water with flour, it becomes chametz dik. But once you bake the matzah, so then we're not afraid that it's going to become chametz dik. Once the matzah is baked, even if you crush it up into small pieces and you add liquid to it, it's not going to become chametz dik. course, if you're machmer for gebrucks, so then you're still concerned. So people who are machmer for gebrucks don't have knedla. But most of Klal Yisrael is not. I shouldn't say most. So parts of Klal Yisrael are not machmer for gebrucks. So for those individuals, once the matzah is baked, so then we're not afraid that it's gonna become chametz. Everyone agrees that once the matzah is baked, we're not afraid it's gonna become chametz. The whole chumrah of gebrucks that we're afraid that maybe a part of the matzah was not baked properly, so then it's gonna hit the water and it'll become chametz. So for those who do make knedlach and do make matzah bright throughout the Yontif of Pesach, what kind of matzah meal do you need? Shmur matzah meal? Come on, that's going to be more expensive. The regular matzah meal is much easier. Like, what do you need shmur matzah meal for? Shmur matzah meal? What, there's a mitzvah of matzah? I'm yotzi a mitzvah matzah with my knedel? What does that mean? Sama machmer even to have shmur matzah meal. So what's that based on? Chara mitzad de gra, there's no reason to be machmer for shmur matzah meal. Because you're not having a matzah over here. You're not being mekayim a mitzvah of matzah. So what could be the issue over here? Why are you not fulfilling a mitzvah of matzah? With a knedel, with matzah bray? So for one of two reasons. Either because knedlach and matzah bray and other products that you make with the matzah meal don't have a tzura sapas to begin with. They don't have a tor lechem, as the Mefarshim say. They don't look like bread. They don't look like matzah. It looks like a knedel. It looks like matzah bray, but it doesn't. It's got pancake, but it's not a matzah. So if it's lacking in Tzuras Lechem, so just like you wouldn't make hamotzi on it, l'chori, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with them. But there's an even more basic reason why you can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with knedlach and with matzah bray. You see, matzah bray is a little tricky because sometimes matzah bray has a piece of matzah in it. So at first glance, there is a Tzuras Hapas, there's a Tzuras Matzah on that little piece of matzah in the matzah bray. Knedlach doesn't have any Tzuras Hapas at all. It doesn't have pieces of matzah. It's completely ground up. So knedlach, I understand. It doesn't have a tzuras hapas. Maybe then you can't be using mitzvah matzah. But matzah bran, maybe it does have a tzuras hapas. Yeah, but just one second. What do you do to this matzah? And how do you prepare that knedl? You add oil to it. And you cook it. Cook it. So if you're cooking it or you're frying it or something, right? So that's matzah mevushalas. We talked about this. Matzah mevushalas, you're not yotzi the mitzvah matzah with. Why? Because it's lacking in two words. Lacking in what? Lechemoni, Rabbeinu Yonah. Good. Another pshat. But what's the Gemar? The lashon of the Gemar in Brachos is what? It's lacking in? In Tamatza, exactly, Shalom. Tamatza? So we can interpret that to mean lechemoni, or maybe it's something to do with the Tam. Maybe you really do need a Tamatza. But it's clear that if you add Isa Shini Losha B'Yayin Shemen Udvash is not lechemoni, and it certainly doesn't have a tamma matzah, that's even less than matzah mevushelis. Matzah mevushelis at least started with the tam matzah. But by cooking it, it loses the tam matzah. And presumably with the knedel, you're adding oil to it, you're cooking it, it's missing in tam matzah. So what's the kapeda to use shmur matzah? What's the point? What's the point? You're not going to be able to mitzvah matzah anyway, so what's the point of using shmur matzah? The answer is, maybe there's another din of shmur. We think that the concept of shmur only relates to the mitzvah of matzah. But it could be that the concept of shmur relates to the iser of chametz as well. What do I mean? The Rambam, the same Rambam that told us that there's a mitzvah of kavanah lishma by matzah, the Rambam has a remarkable statement in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. This is a Rambam in Perek Hei, Halacha Ches, Tetes. He starts in Ches. I don't know why the Rambam parsed his halacha this way, but this is what we have. This is in page 13 in the packet. Mishum Shenemer Ushmartem Es HaMatzos, says the Rambam. Kolomar, Hizaru B'Matzah V'Shimra Osam Mikol Tzadchinus. Lefikach. Why would you start with Lefikach in Halacha Tes? I don't know why, but that's the Lashon that we have. It's our gears. Because the pasuk says Ushmartem Es HaMatzah, says the Rambam, Hizaru B'Matzah V'Shimra Osam Mikol Tzadchinus. Be careful with the matzah and be shomer from all tzadchinus. What does that mean? That means that even though the Chachamim gave us certain simanim to identify something as chametz, like hichsifu panav, or kekarni chagavin, if you learn the third parak, right, if the matzah turns white, and or if it has like a coin, like antenna of grasshoppers. I don't know what the antenna of grasshoppers look like, but there's some kind of a siman that Chazal have. We've lost the Masorah in these things. But Chazal identify the Mishnayos, Kekane Chagavim, Echsiv Upon. There are certain identifying features of Chametz. So really, technically, you could just cook whatever you want and then just look at it later. If you really were a bucky in what is matzah, what is chametz, you could look at it later to determine what it is. But the pasuk l'shmaytam es hamatzos tells me more, that it's not enough to do that. But rather, you're really supposed to be so careful about chametz that you should be shomer the product, that it should not become chametz stick. It shouldn't get to the state that you have to then identify it, examine it, and see, is it chametz, is it matzah? No, you should be shomer it so that you prevent it from becoming chametz. Lefikach, amru chachamim tzarech adam lizar bedogan she'ochem imena bepesach, sh'liyavo olav mayim ha'chashimikza, ad she'lo yiyabo shum chimus. Says the Rambam, Mishmaytem es hamatzos tells me that it's not enough to be able to identify the item as not being chametz. No, the Torah requires, I shouldn't say the Torah even, because he's saying, Lefikach amru chachamim, this is like a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's an extra chumrah d'rabbanan. Amru chachamim, that you have to be shomer the dogon to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. Don't rely on the siman. Make sure it doesn't become chametz. Now, from this Rambam, you don't get any impression that this has anything to do with shmur lishma. He doesn't say lishma over here. It's not l'shem matzah. That's not the point. The point is, don't allow something to become chametz. It's not enough that you can identify it later as being non-chametz. You're really supposed to be shomer it to the extent that it's not going to get to that state. It's not going to get to the stage that efshah, maybe it'll be chametz. No, that's the idea of shmaratim es hamatzos, to be so careful with chametz that you don't even allow something to get close to the status of chametz. So first of all, this doesn't seem to have anything to do with shmura lishma. So if it doesn't have anything to do with shmura lishma, then the next question that you have to ask yourself is, well, when does this apply? Why should it apply? It's an isra, it's something somehow related to the isra chametz. It's a chumrah d'rabbanan on top of the isra chametz. So note, does the Rambam tell us when this applies? Yes. Yes, he does. How does the Rambam tell us when does this apply? Does this apply the first night of Yom Tov? Does it apply Yom Tov? Does it apply Chol HaMoed? When does this apply according to the Rambam? So the Magen Mishnah is Medayek in the Rambam. What does he say? Tzarech adam lizar bedogon she'ochel mimenu bepesach. The Rambam doesn't limit it to the first night. He says all the dogon that you eat during Pesach, you should be careful that it shouldn't come to a chimutz. Sounds like he's expanding this for the entire Yom Tov. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. Clear from the Rambam that he's expanding it to the whole Yom Tov. He's expanding it to the whole Yom Tov. Sounds like the Vilna Gaon, some halacha that's expanding past the Leil HaSeder to the whole Yom Tov, but yet it has nothing to do with the Mitzvah of Matzah. He's not mentioning anything about Kavon Lishma. He's saying this is an extra element. It's an extra chumrah d'rabbanan on top of not eating chametz. You should be shomer the matzah to the extent that you know it didn't become chametz. Well, that explains why the Rambam says it applies to the entire Yom Tov, because the Issur Chametz applies to the whole Yom Tov. That's not limited to the Seder night. So we can understand why the Rambam applies it to the entire Yom Tov. And yet this is a halacha that's unrelated to the mitzvah of matzah per se. The Rambam would say that of course you have to be shomer the matzah, l'shei matzah for the Seder night, because you can't fulfill the mitzvah without shmura l'shma. But the Rambam also says that you have to be shomer the matzah for a different reason, and that is to ensure that it doesn't become chametz. It's the extra chumer d'rabbanan. U'shmartem es hamatzos teaches me that you should be careful to be shomer the matzah, be shomer all of your flour products, right? All of your matzah products, right? That they shouldn't become chametz throughout the Yom Tov because of an issa chametz, a chumer and issa chametz. It could be that that's why there are those that are machmir, that they should only have shmura matzah. It's not because of the Vilna Gaon, it's not because of the interpretation of the Vilna Gaon that we've given in Tumah. It's not because of a mitzvah of matzah, that you need kavanah l'shma. But rather, it's because of the issa chametz, that there's an extra din d'rabbanan that the Rambam understood. Right? The Rambam understood that amru chachamim, that you should be careful to be shomer the dogon so that it won't become chametz. And that chumrah applies throughout the Yom Tov. Even if you'll tell me that the mitzvah of matzah only applies on the Seder night, it doesn't matter, since the Issa Chametz applies throughout the Yom Tov, this Chumed Rabbanan, on top of the regular Issa of Chametz, will apply throughout the Yom Tov. So this could be the source of that Chumra to use only matzah shmura meal. And only shmura matzah meal. What's interesting is that if you look in the Bir Halacha, he seems to say, Kol Tzachai Adam, who seems to learn this way in the Vilna Gaon himself. He doesn't quote the Maaser Rav, but he seems to learn this way in the Vilna Gaon. Which Bir Halacha am I talking about? Okay, do I have it in the packet? Let's see. No, I left it out of the packet. Okay, we'll leave it out. The Bir Halacha at the beginning of Simen Tov Samach quotes such a Chaye Adam. He quotes the Magid Mishnah in the Rambam, and he says, and the Chaye Adam was made, but the Vilna Gaon was careful to eat only matzah shmura throughout the Yom Tov. Zok the Bir Halacha, Mistama, he's being machmir for the Magid Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam. Ad kan devar. What does that mean? So if you don't look at the Magid Mishnah and the Rambam carefully, you say to yourself, oh, he's invoking the Vilna Gaon from Maaser Rav, that there's a mitzvah matzah throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach. But the Rambam and the Magid Mishnah are not talking about the mitzvah matzah. There's no mention of that in the Rambam here b'chlal. Because he doesn't talk about Lishma. So if he doesn't talk about Lishma, so then what's the connection? The Rambam is saying a different halacha over here. If the Vilna Gaon is really based on this Rambam, so then he's telling us a chiddush in the Issa Chometz Kol Shiva. Now, I will admit the Maaser Rav certainly presents the Vilna Gaon as saying a chiddush in the mitzvah of matzah, but halo davarhu, it is interesting that the way the Bir Halacha quotes in the Chaye Adam, it would seem as though the Vilna Gaon at least had this halacha. Maybe they were both halachas. Maybe he was machmir for both. I mean, the idea that the Maaser Rav has in the Vilna Gaon that he was makbid on Achron Shel Pesach to have shalashudis, that doesn't relate to the Issa Chometz. Now, clearly, he's assuming that there's a mitzvah matzah, and he wanted to get as much of a mitzvah matzah as he possibly could. So that's clearly assuming that there's some kind of a mitzvah matzah. But the way the Chaye Adam quotes the Vilna Gaon, that it's, or the way the Bir Halacha understood the Chaye Adam's Vilna Gaon, that's based on the Magen Mishnah's interpretation of the Rambam. This Rambam here doesn't seem to be talking about the mitzvah matzah, he seems to be talking about the Issa of Chometz. So it really gives a very different impression of the Vilna Gaon's Chumrah. Or maybe I should say it expands, it embellishes the Vilna Gaon's Chumrah. Maybe there are tzvei dinim in the Vilna Gaon's Chumrah. Right? You thought the Vilna Gaon was a brisker, but now you're convinced. Right? Mamish, two different elements that we see. Two different elements within the Vilna Gaon. There's an element of kiyum mitzvah matzah kol shiva, but there's also a special Chumrah of Issa Chametz kol shiva. But if we assume that there is this second element to the Vilna Gaon, so then we can appreciate the chumrah that some have, that they dafka have shmura matzah meal in order to be machmer for the Vilna Gaon, that one should be careful. That one should be careful with all of the matzah, with all of the flour products that you use throughout the Yom Tov, that it's not chametz stick. Yeah, because if it's not shmura, it's not shmura, so then maybe the matzah meal itself is chametz, right? It has to be shomer mechimis. So you gotta be careful with that matzah that you're gonna make matzah meal out of, that it's shmura, based on the Rambam. Okay. Okay, there's one final point that I want to share with you in the Vilna Gaon, but we'll leave that point for tomorrow. That's that comment of the Mishnah Berurah, Nistapakti. Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Sukkah, Tafresh Lamedtes. So we'll complete our discussion of the Vilna Gaon tomorrow, and then in Mirtz Hashem, we'll move on to the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chof Aleph. Okay, this concludes the Gemara section of the Shir. I'd just like to add a brief thought on Halacha.